This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a tidbit from the U.S. Department of Energy. Texas pumps more carbon into the atmosphere than any other state. Perhaps a better, more contextual way to put that would be Texas produces more climate-changing carbon emissions than any other state. But as so often happens in this economy, therein lies a business opportunity. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik looks into a tiny nonprofit on the Texas Gulf Coast.
The Green New Deal, a national carbon tax, so-called clean coal plants. There's no shortage of ideas out there for how to curb carbon emissions. But environmental lawyer Jim Blackburn argues he's got the Texas answer.
So much of the conversation at the national level is punitive, it's negative about carbon, period, and it turns a lot of people in Texas and in the, I would say, the central United States off.
Blackburn's making his pitch at a coastal nature preserve off an interstate near the beachfront city of Galveston. The patchy islands of dark green marsh grass open up into a nearby bay, and the horizon's filled with vacation homes and oil refineries. Blackburn says his idea, the Texas Coastal Exchange, would let businesses or people offset their carbon emissions by paying landowners to keep marshes in their natural state. Why marshes?
They basically take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and put it into the root system and vegetation that you see in front of us out here in the marsh. And over time, that builds up in the soil. That's just what they do.
Azure Bevington's a coastal ecologist working as a science consultant for the project. She calls this ability of coastal lands to naturally suck carbon out of the air a service.
These types of wetlands don't have an income stream. You conserve them because you want to conserve the services.
She argues a marketplace would give landowners a financial incentive to keep marshland natural. The plan's premised on the idea that there are people out there willing to pay for their impact on the planet. A local sustainability-minded company called Kirksey Architecture is the first to buy into the exchange. Wes Good is the company's president.
We're in the business of developing and designing buildings. That in and of itself is going to create a certain, you know, carbon off-put.
The company's paying a local conservation group, the Galveston Bay Foundation, about $14,000 for a year to preserve around 200 acres of marsh the foundation already owns. The entities estimate that offsets a year's worth of the company's carbon footprint. The exchange gets a cut of the money, about 15%, for facilitating the deal. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says there are more than 380,000 acres of saltwater marshes in Texas. And marine biologist Ann Armitage at Texas A&M Galveston says studies have shown marshes are better at sucking up carbon on a per-area basis than forests.
People think about tropical forests as storing lots of carbon because they have huge trees. And that's true, but they don't have as much carbon below ground, which is really where it's stored for decades.
The exchange's first carbon offset deal is informal. There's no contract involved, and the groups are working together to promote the idea. One of the architecture firm's executives even sits on the exchange board. There is a risk that programs like these can allow a person or company to feel better about their carbon emissions without actually trying to lower them. Luke Metzger's with the advocacy group Environment Texas.
You know, say a refinery just, you know, pays for an offset rather than reducing its own pollution. You know, we need the markets, but we also need to make sure those major local emitters also are doing as much as they can to reduce pollution on site.
He says the exchange won't be able to replace the many other climate solutions that scientists say are needed to reach net zero emissions by about 2050, a timeline that could avoid the worst impacts of climate change. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.